I think they're really well. I think Larry, I like him as a bloke and his staff. I think they're good people as well as good at what they do. And they've earned the right to be 10th. You know, they've worked hard. And I think it's always important, you know, that our managers work with their players. And I think it seems to me that their staff and the managers are thorough. And their players, they give a lot to the cause. So, you know, yet again, it's a great challenge. It always is in the Championship. I've mentioned it every week because it's the reality of the division.
Is it an underrated thing to do, to jump out of League One into the Championship and settle really very quickly?
Well, it can be. It's you can never quite define it because down the years, there's been teams who have come out the First Division into the Championship, found it tough. Then there's been teams that have really ran with it. And, you know, I think it's how the players adapt to it. And they've made a few changes, a few signings. And Larry's, you know, changed the formation at times and, you know, got a foothold by being defensive and then has opened it up a bit. And, you know, all the tactical nuances that he'll look for in his team. But overall, you know, the challenge for them, I would argue, at the beginning of the season was to certainly be in the Championship and then build on that. And they've done really, really well in doing that. I mean, you know, they're not only in the Championship, they've earned the right to be 10th place at the moment. So, you know, but it still comes back to the simple facts. So we don't take anyone lightly. Of course we wouldn't, Preston, why would we? But we don't anyone. We respect everyone and we make sure that the only time that respect goes out the window is when the whistle blows and we're ready to take on the challenge of winning a game.
In the past, Simon Grayson seems to have been sort of damned with faint praise of he's good at getting teams promoted out of League One and all that sort of thing. Do you think he's shown that he's a Championship manager this year by how well they've done?
I think he's a good manager, full stop. You know, I, like I say, he's very honest. He's always forthright with his views, but in a good way. Whenever I see him, and I saw him just the other week down at Birmingham, he's always balanced in his view and he approached it in a good manner, I think, as a person as well as a professional, you know. And his staff as well, I must say. I've always had good conversations with all of them. And I think they're similar in a way with myself and my staff. I think we're pretty straightforward. I think, you know, we keep our opinions respectful and honest and our views. And I think he's like that. And now how he works on a daily basis with the training ground, I can only presume is good. You know, I don't see that side of him. But, you know, the point is all of that goes out the window. You know, the whistle blows and that all goes out the window for both parties because we both want the outcome that we all want for different reasons. And, you know, we'll be focused on that.
And it's another local rivalry. That'll mean, presumably, another hostile atmosphere to deal with.
We've had so many local rivalries around here. You know, the obvious one is always documented is Blackburn, but it seems like everyone up this area is always a local rival. So I think we're all used to the aspect of playing teams within anything, people stretch it to an hour and so. And, you know, everyone seems to be a local rival. So I think we're all quite used to that.
I'm playing on the Friday night. Obviously, slight practical differences in terms of your preparation. Be nice to get those 3 points on the board and put the pressure on Brighton on the Saturday, I suppose.
It's always nice to get 3 points on the board at any time. We let everyone else worry about what they think of it. We know what we think of it.